Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? It is another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I want to welcome everybody there on the live feed. Billy Belo, Mark Neal, Angela's watching. We got many people. Kathy's watching, Martin's watching, Paul's watching, Fred's watching. All right, Max is watching. I want to say hello to everybody. Donnie, Joan, Lisa, Fred Schneider. What's up, Fred? Thanks, my brother, for tuning in. I always appreciate it when our hardcore patriots that stand on the overpasses regularly join our show and listen. We got a great show on tap for you tonight, folks. So please bear with me. We're going to do the national anthem tonight, you know, and stuff like that, because that's what we do at Patriot Nation Radio. So check this out real quick, and I'll be back.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
I don't know, my thing's doing some weird stuff.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention, conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says, moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden. End of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American Brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for Red State America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American Brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you, God bless, and God bless this great country.
What's up, folks? It is the Patriot Nation Radio Show, and we are rocking and rolling. Now, there's a lot of controversy out there right now, and I want to address it a little bit. So if you want to join me, hello, everybody. Tony, Joey's watching, Sarah's watching, David, Dave, and many folks are watching tonight. We got a good audience, and I want to welcome everybody to my show. And tonight, we're going to kick off the show. You see this? See my flag right here? I'm going to put it right here on the screen for everybody. And we are going to stand, and we are going to enjoy my friend and guest many times on the show, Dave Bray, with his rendition of the Star Spangled Banner live from Pittsburgh, or maybe the studio version. I can't remember which is which. And we're going to remove our hats, and we're going to stand. Join me. Take a selfie of yourself standing during this and send it to me, and I'll post them all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see my dawn's early light? What so proudly we stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
For all you NFL players, we don't need you to stand. We don't need to watch your crappy game anyway. Because the way the NFL is going right now, pretty soon it's going to be a bunch of fairy ballerinas dancing around on the end zone. Because you can't touch the receivers. There's stupid freaking rules. Forget the NFL. We got much more better things to watch, like, say, the Teletubbies or Barney. You know what I mean? Good. David Johnson's taking a knee. Good for him. I stand and I salute because I understand. My father's a Korean War veteran, and the poor man is on his way out. He's old and tired and he's sick, and I honor my father tonight, and I honor all veterans who served before, those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that spoiled rich brats can protest on the football field. I want to raise up my glass on my coffee cup, to those who are serving now and who will serve in the future, to protect the rights of these asses to sit down on the sideline and make a stupid spectacle of their dumbass selves. Join me in watching Gilligan's Island reruns in the middle of the night and turn off football. The NHL does the national anthem. Half the people in the NHL are Canadian, and they stand for the national anthem. And they're not even from America. And they stand out of respect for our colors. I want to say hello to Billy Bilo. What's up, Billy? Dawn, Madonna, Josh, Amanda. Thank you guys all for tuning in tonight. God bless all those who served to keep me free so I can come on this show and tell Colin Kaepernick and all his turd-burgling, retarded friends that are joining him in his stupid protest. God bless Alejandro Villanueva from Pittsburgh Steelers. That man's a hero. Send that guy a message, an email, hashtag Mr. Villanueva. You know what I mean? Alejandro Villanueva, the only patriot. He'll afford it to stand up and say, you know what, coach? Screw you. I got to honor this flag. I'm a combat veteran, and I'm going to honor my flag and my country. You know what I'm trying to say? Yes, sir. Yes, Fred, we do. When we're in Canada, we stand for their national anthem. So, you know, that's just the way it goes, folks. Real people show respect. This guy's a multi-million dollar football player. They're playing a game while these people that serve to put their right to do stupid protests make about $22,000 a year or something like that. It's really cheap what they make. They are barely above the poverty line when they serve our country. And those who send them into the battle are living high on the hog while their families are struggling as they serve our nation. And these turds, obviously never one of them has ever gotten a folded flag handed to them or one of their family members. That there, my friends, could be a big part of the problem. Until they get a folded flag handed to their wife or their mom or their grandmother or their sister, or their nephew comes home with his legs blown off, will they ever understand why we stand for the national anthem? And I know that I'm going to point something out here too, because I know many people. I'm guilty. The last football game I watched was the Super Bowl last year. And as I thought about it, I'm a dumbass too. I didn't stand when they did the national anthem. I was at my brother-in-law's house. I was sitting my ass in a chair, just like everybody. We're a bunch of hypocrites. Because I bet half of us sat on the chair during the national anthem. What's up, Joey? What's up, Peggy? Billy? Everybody? So anyway, we're going to get rocking here on this show tonight because these radiation numbers are coming out. And I can't find him right now. He sent them to me, but I don't understand the graph. We'll bring him in right now. Look at me. I'm getting ready to. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. My good friend. Hey, look, Dwight's watching. Old buddy from back in the high school days. Welcome to the show, Dwight. And Chuck Heinemann's with us from Mid-America Land Restoration. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the radiation numbers. We're going to talk about all these earthquakes. And it's really crazy. Welcome to the show, Chuck.
Howdy, Mark. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, check this out. I want to do this real fast, right? Because all these earthquakes are happening in the Ring of Fire, and it's pretty crazy how many earthquakes there are. What the hell's going on here? I think I hit the wrong button.
Well, let me send you another link for earthquakes. Just hang on a sec. I'll drop you a link.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
There you have it, folks, the man in black, Johnny Cash and the Ring of Fire. Folks, these earthquakes have been going crazy on the Ring of Fire in the Pacific. We're going to talk about right here real quick. Chuck has furnished me with some earthquake numbers. We're going to talk about the biggest earthquakes. We're going to talk about today, the last week, the last month, and the last year. How many earthquakes? In the past 24 hours, there have been 81 earthquakes. In the past week, there's been 708 earthquakes. That's 100 earthquakes a day on average. In the last 30 days, there have been 3,539 earthquakes. And in the past year, 39,674 earthquakes. There was the biggest earthquake today. It was in Kokopo, East New Britain, and Papua New Guinea, 5.9. This week, 7.1 was the biggest for the week at Robeso, Pueblo, and Mexico. And this month, 8.1 in El Palmarcito, Mexico, and it's also the biggest of the year. The Ring of Fire is burning, folks. And Chuck, these earthquakes, are they because the whole plate's shifting? Or is it just like earthquakes are moving down the fault and one is triggering another down the fault line?
Well, when a plate moves, that's what you're doing. You just, when one pops in one location, the other side has to move. So,
right.
But, you know, that's where the tone of Ring of Fire. You know, when you look at those maps that you're looking at there, you see the plate in that ring. You know, even though Indonesia isn't directly in that ring, on the sideline off of that ring.
Right.
So, I mean, they're tied together, but the ones that are in the middle of the country, you know, those aren't necessarily part of the Ring of Fire, but they do pop up once in a while.
Right. Yeah. So, folks, those numbers that I gave were not just the Ring of Fire. That's globally, I believe. Those numbers are globally,
right,
not the Ring of Fire. So that's for the whole world, almost 40,000 earthquakes in a year. But that's 40,000. That's unbelievable. That means the earth is shaking and moving all over the place. These land masses that broke apart and created the continents now have never stopped moving in thousands of years. They just keep on rocking, keep on rolling. Is that correct?
Yes, and not to mention, you know, when we're looking at these earthquakes, we're measuring every one of them. Every one is recorded, whether it's a 1 point whatever on up. So even the small ones you'll never feel are recorded and are on this list.
It's so. pretty amazing. And along just the Ring of Fire itself, is there an approximate number of nuclear power plants that are along these faults that are rocking, that are moving? Other than like Fukushima.
Oh, we've got some right there in California. We're one in California. Yeah, they're all along there. So, you know, the numbers, I don't have exact numbers. There's a lot of plants up from down our east coast out there by you. I was surprised when Hurricane Irma hit Florida, just how many nuclear facilities was out there in Florida. So, and same way when Harvey hit Texas.
It looks like, what do we got in the Sunshine State? 1, 2, 3, 4, one of which I know isn't active. They shut it down. 5, maybe 6? 6 in Florida, is that what I see?
But even though you've got, it's supposedly inactive, you still
right.
got a cooling pool going on. You still got waste on that facility.
Well, they never turned it on. They built it, and they never turned it on. And now I guess there was some kind of zoning issue. So what I'm being told about that one is they're going to level it and move it like 50 feet east and build it in this almost exactly the same spot. It's kind of ridiculous. It's millions and millions of dollars. I'm glad it's not in my county, but it's in my state, and I'm sure my tax dollars are going for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So.
But, yeah, and it's pretty close. It's in the next county north of me. Is where it's at. It's Crystal River Nuclear Power Plant. You know what? It may have been powered up, but as long as I've been here in Florida for 16 years, as far as I know, it's not been powered up. But I could be wrong. So now all these power plants are on the fault lines and in these danger zones along the Ring of Fire. And right now, the ones that we know for sure are in Fukushima. Have any other nuclear power plants or reactors been damaged from earthquakes in the Ring of Fire or anywhere else for that matter?
I have not found any new reports since the 6.1 last week in Fukushima. I did find some photos of the new tsunamis and stuff like that, but I have not seen or been able to find anything on the reactors. Imagine that.
Right. Well, they might not be reporting it now because... You know, the outcry. They may be breaking down, and they're just fixing them.
Mm-hmm. But,
that
you know,
be
just like, you know, I threw some locations at you just a little bit ago. The amazing thing is, you know, we're those locations back online except for the monitoring stations in Florida are not back online yet.
Yeah, and folks, I don't know if you know, but I've had Chuck on many times, and we discuss this regularly. Every power plant leaks some waste. It's unavoidable. It's like, it's going to happen. And
what everybody needs to understand, these power plants have already outlived their life expectancy.
Right.
And with the plumbing that they have and the crap that flows through the plumbing, plumbing's deteriorated. That's
right.
Why every one of these nuclear power plants have contaminated soil around it because it's leaking into the soil, which leaks into
right.
our water. Our soil is our natural filter to our water. Now, why in the world are people not being more in an uproar over, I'll never know.
It's crazy. And so now, folks, maybe many don't know, but Fukushima been leaking for nearly 7 years.
Almost 7 years.
And every single day, think of this, folks, 300 metric tons of nuclear waste every day for 7 years.
Into our ocean.
300 metric tons every day for 7 years. 365 days a year for 7 years. Folks, everything's contaminated. Everything. How long does it take for water to evaporate from the Pacific Ocean and make it to your neck of the woods in middle America where they're growing our crops and poisoning our crops with the rain?
Not to mention the atmospheric condition that comes down, too. But because we're talking about the ocean, we're going back up to that topic for just a minute.
Right.
Because I was talking to another gentleman the other day, and he didn't understand. You know, everybody is complaining about the global warming, on how our oceans are increasing in temperature. Well, here's the thing. The ocean itself is warming up, but it's not the nuclear waste that warmed it up. If everybody's, you know, we're coming out of our summer, so those of us that cut grass, do compost or a mulch, the thing that you understand with our composting piles, when that grass is in the middle and decomposing, and you break that pile is extremely hot in the middle because it's decomposing.
Right.
What do you think all that dead ocean life's doing on the bottom of that floor? It's decomposing, but it's also heating it up. The radiation didn't heat the ocean. The dead carcasses are because they're decomposing.
Right. And there's millions of dead carcasses. These fish are dying at breakneck paces. And I'm sure they are washing up on the shorelines, and they're just cleaning it up quick and not letting anybody see anything. Could that be the case?
Oh, the big whales are floating up. And those that do, you know, they get hit and with ships and everything, and then they go back down. But those that do make it on shore, you know, the big whales, kind of cover them up and hide them, but they're not, the articles that I find on this, they're not closing what's going on. Our orcas are taking on the sharks now, so they're fighting for survival because they're hungry. But, you know, the thing of it is, the ocean is in severe trouble.
Right.
We've got evaporation that goes up into the atmosphere, plus we've got the atmospheric condition that's been leaking for 7 years, just like the groundwater going into the ocean. So when you stop and think of the numbers, just the numbers of what's going on that's coming back at us atmospheric, whether it's from the evaporation or the atmosphere itself, no matter how you look at it, the last individual city readings, not the total accumulation, but on August the 12th, I posted the individual city RAD readings. And these readings are actually, like I said, gross gamma readings.
Right.
Total gross. No beta, no nothing. It is just gross gamma. Colorado Springs was the hot place at 18,149 counts per minute. Now, Mark, you and I have done this enough. I'm going to throw the shoe on your foot. Tell me, what was our old standards? What was our normal? What was known as abnormal? What was known as an alert, and what was known as the evacuation level?
1 to 20 counts per minute is normal, correct?
4 to 20.
4 to 20. And danger was 100 counts per minute. And
50 was abnormal. 100 was your alert or warning. And your evacuation level was how much?
300.
300. Colorado Springs is 18,000 plus?
18,149 counts per minute. 300 counts per minute. You have to evacuate. This is coming out of the sky, folks. This is, we are getting bombarded by this every single day. It's extremely, extremely dangerous to just go outside. It's really getting bad. And I mean, you don't really notice it. Folks don't really notice it because we don't hear the cancer numbers every day. We're not, you know, this cancer is happening and that cancer is happening. We don't hear the numbers. What are the increase, say, over the last 7 years? 7 years ago to today, what is the increase in cancer rates like?
They're trying to hide that information because people like me. But here's what I want everybody to understand at the same time. In 2014, the administration in 2014 raised our radiation safety limits in our drinking water 27,000 times and changed the acceptable death rate from 1 in 10,000 to a new acceptable 1 in 23 people.
And folks, it's not just like Colorado or California. Portland, Maine, as far away from Fukushima as you can be. Remember, 300
within
counts
the continental United States.
Within the continental United States. Portland, Maine. 300 counts per minute is evacuation time, folks. Portland, Maine. As far away as you can be in the continental United States from Fukushima. 9,966 counts per minute. Scary. And now there is a way, if you're a farmer or you're an environmentalist, so you figure the environmentalists would be screaming about this. You're not even talking about it. But if you're into the environment and you're into saving your land and you're a farmer, you can contact Chuck. He is there at Mid-America Land Restoration. And Chuck, what do you do that helps the soil and the water and anywhere this nuclear contaminants can be?
Well, everybody needs to understand from creation of this here planet that we all call home, we've always had to deal with natural radiation via the sun and uranium deposits and other natural instances, but we've had something in this planet that has always kept us in balance, and that's our natural microbial organisms in our soil. And after the 50s with the first round of testing and playing around with the nuclear and then introducing all the chemical farming and everything else, we've lost that natural balance. Mid-America Land Restoration is all about 125 different species of nothing but naturally beneficial reoccurring microbes. We are a nature in a bottle.
Right.
We are Mother Nature's IV. If we can start getting enough people to start understanding what's going on. Last time we spoke, Mark, I got a little testicle with what I was dealing with that week. And what I need everybody to understand, that 1 in 23 on the death rate is going to affect our young and our elder. Because those of us that are in between we're abusing our bodies now. Our immunes are built now to where our young, a young person's immune system isn't fully developed until their early 20s. So say, you know, you've got a 21, 22-year-old now, okay?
Right.
Go back 7 years when this instance event happened.
Right.
You know, we got to look at past span of 7 years. Now, when you do that and you look at what I've done for the last 6.5 years. Yeah, I can do these live shows without a computer. It's in my head. I do this stuff all the time, non-stop. So Google search it. Do your own homework. I don't care. I'm telling you what's going on. In the past 6 years, granted, Fukushima's almost 7, so go back 5.5 years. And, Mark, do you remember in the alternative news, it never really hit any of the mainstream because, Lord forbid, anything hit the mainstream.
Right. They don't
do you
want to
remember sharing?
They think they're protecting people by not putting the truth out. If we put the numbers out, we'll have mass panic. The people will go crazy, try to kill each other. That's why they don't say nothing. That's what they claim.
In the ultra media, and
yes,
I think it may have hit once in a while, but the number of young men, high school boys, on the football fields in California and the West Coast to die of heart attacks, and even on the basketball courts. It was a hit and miss in the media. What people need to understand, these younger people cannot absorb the amount of radiation we're living with. It's stressing the heart, amongst many other issues in the body, but it's stressing the heart. And that's why I got a little touchy on our last program.
Right.
Because my 24-year-old, at the age of 24, has now had 2 heart attacks.
Wow. Now,
and the doctors still are scratching their head trying to figure out what's going on.
It's really horrible. I'm sorry to hear that stuff like that's occurring. And folks don't really, can't even grasp the littlest amount of how severe this is. I don't understand why nobody is picking up on it, why nobody cares. It's like nobody's talking about it. You and me, we talk about it. Nobody else talking about Fukushima. Nobody else is talking about nuclear reactors along the fault lines across the Ring of Fire. There's thousands of nuclear power plants that could fall into the sea and melt down and kill millions of people. Nobody's talking about it.
I've got a good friend of mine. Their family is dealing with the worst case scenario, the loss of an infant grandchild. And they can be, and the cause of that one can be tripped back to this. People need to understand that 1 in 23, it's here, folks. You really need to wake up and pay attention before that 1 in 23 hits your family, because it's going to.
Crazy.
None of us are immune to it.
I wish people would understand how bad it is. And all we can do, Chuck, is just keep doing shows every couple of weeks, every couple of months, every month and a half, every 2 months. Do a show and just bring the numbers and let people go, wow. I don't know if they're paying attention, because it seems like they're not.
Now
folks,
I'm going.
Chuck does all this research and he does all this stuff with his own dime. Do you have any fundraisers going on, Chuck, to try and help with your fight against all this radiation?
I have. Right there at the top of the page, or you can Google it. It doesn't matter. Chuck Hyman, Fight for Natural Survival.
Just folks, just go to Mid America Land Restoration in the Facebook search bar, and you can find it. It's there. He posts the numbers all the time, and he's been doing this all on his own dime, trying to get people to listen. Folks, you got to listen. Mid-America Land Restoration. Search it. Chuck Hindman. Search him. He'll talk to, you'll talk to anybody about it, won't you?
And I just sent you a link to another one, Mark. What everybody needs to understand, even though those numbers that we were talking about were the readings for right there at those locations at that particular point in time. Radiation
right.
is forever. It doesn't go away. It accumulates.
Right.
It accumulates.
So that link is
are January 1 through last week. These are the latest accumulative numbers.
Okay.
Mind-blowing, aren't they?
Total gamma radiation year-to-date, counts per minute, and nanosieverts by city and state. And this is since Fukushima started leaking?
This is just January of this year. This is just this year's.
This is just the last 9 months?
Mm-hmm.
Almost 10 months. 52,089,625 counts per minute collectively since January. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Folks, that's in the middle of America. It's mile high. It's up in the air. They're getting bombarded by radiation because they're up in the sky. Sheesh. It's crazy.
I'm going to go down that list. Look at Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. No, everybody knows that location. That's flat out in the middle of nowhere, so you think.
All right, Oklahoma City, 33,442,543 accumulated counts per million, per minute. That is incredible. That's just
January.
Yes, sir.
Oklahoma City's right in the middle of the breadbasket of this country. And you're eating
it. It's crazy. It's in the corn. It's in everything we eat. It's in everything we drink. We go to the beach and you lay on the beach. You get it from the sun. You get it from the air. You get it from the water. Now, how long do you think it will take for Fukushima to contaminate all the ocean? Because if it don't stop, and it's never going to stop, every ocean could be contaminated, couldn't it?
They already are. Not necessarily from Fukushima, but they already are.
Right.
All the currents are linked, but what do you need to realize right there in Florida? You got Turkey Point, right there to west of Miami.
Yep.
Doing the same thing Fukushima's doing. Both oceans are contaminated.
Look at this. I found one here from where I lived right down the road from this town, up in New York, Yaphank, New York. We used to take 101, and we can go to Yaphank. 16,444,387 counts per minute in Yaphank, New York. That's Long Island, folks. Long Island, New York. Fukushima's in Japan. So since January, they've had 16 million and a half counts per minute in Yaphank, New York, on Long Island. It's amazingly nuts. And so you get these microbes, and what do the microbes do when they get when they're in a nuclear contaminated soil, and you apply the microbes to the soil? What do the microbes actually do to the nuclear isotopes, the radioactive isotopes?
The microbes are the only thing on this planet that does not change DNA. That's been proven. The articles are out there. I posted the articles for the last several years on my page. Go look for them. I've always, you know, Mark, you can vouch for me on this. Over the years of doing this, every time I've brought up an article, I always programmed our shows by bringing everything up and bringing it forward to where it was at the top of the page, and we just had to scroll through the information as we were on the shows. It was right there in front of us.
All right,
that only did you and I.
Go ahead,
that
sir.
Was only beneficial for you and I because nobody paid any attention. So now I've decided I'm not going to do the layouts. They can go look for it. Maybe if you have to go look for it, and you scroll through all these other articles, looking for these articles, good Lord, maybe you'll wake up and realize just how serious this is.
Now, I got someone on the live feed asking me, what about Arkansas? So, I went and I found Little Rock, Arkansas. And this is since January, counts per million in Little Rock, Arkansas, 47,215. Folks, it's like unbelievable numbers. And I'm going to look in the other one that's just for the last month, right? That's what the other chart is for the last month.
I'm going to do one better. A couple more seconds, sir, Mark, and I'm going to drop you the live one right now.
Right on.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
And this is live. This is coming from Little Rock, Arkansas right now. This is the current reading as of this minute, right?
Yep.
Well, I can't figure it out. That graph I can't read. What's that graph say?
Right now, you're spiking just over 10,000 counts here and there. The center line on these graphs, Mark, is your 10,000 counts per minute. So basically, Little Rock, Arkansas right now is floating between 8,000 and 10,000 counts, depending on which spike and which day of the month.
All right. So they actually go up and down, too, based on weather patterns. I'm sure they come across on the jet stream. The nuclear waste is coming across on the jet stream and in the wind and in the air. And I guess it depends on the flow of the jet stream, and it changes daily. Is that correct?
Correct. That's why you get spiking.
Unbelievable.
And now
in the last month,
I'm going to give you another one here. This is going to show you the different types of gamma and what that entails. What people need to understand, there are multiple things, different types of gamma.
Right.
And that chart for Little Rock, Arkansas, gives you a very good breakdown of each individual gamma.
And where can folks find that graph? If they want to look at that and they want to see that graph, where can they find that?
Well, that's on the EPA site, believe it or not.
Right on the Environmental Protection Agency website. They are actually charting.
I'm going to drop it into your chat box here in a second, and then you can send it out from there.
I want to put the link there in the live feed so that folks can go into the Environmental Protection Agency website and get the numbers for their own state.
Now, when you open that up, folks, go on the top of the sidebar. It says RadNet Home. Click up the RadNet Home, and it will give you a map of the United States with a bunch of blue dots. You could scroll that map up to break it up, to zoom in on it. And as you click on each one of those little blue dots, you'll get a secondary window that comes up and says, view at this link. Well, I'm going to open up Dodge City, Kansas. Now, Dodge City is one of the newest monitoring stations we've got. Guess what? Daggum things back offline. They can't keep it online. New station, and it's still reporting between 6,000 and 7,000 counts per minute for a new station. It should be alarming to everybody what's going on. I gave you Atlanta, Georgia earlier. I gave you Raleigh, North Carolina. We didn't talk about that one. So let's go back over here and pull up Raleigh. That's just north of you. Raleigh, North Carolina. Baseline on that one is 10,000 plus counts, and that's live reading.
It's unbelievable. These numbers are absolutely ridiculous. I got about 10 minutes left here in the show. I would like you to give out any and all website information that you possibly can, and post it. We'll get him put, and then make sure you share everything to my pages. You can post any of this stuff to Patriot Nation Radio Network or the Patriot Nation Radio Show pages. If you're not a part of that, but you should be part of them pages by now. If not, I'll make sure you are, and you can post this stuff every month if you want on them pages.
But you can find me via Facebook at Mid-America Land Restoration. Mark, you've got the link for that. You can share that out as many times as you want. You can ask as many questions as you want through the messenger on Facebook. Main website is MidAmericaLandRestore.com. And when you open that one up on the sidebar, you'll find a contact page. It's got all my phone numbers plus a direct email button. But anyway, the phone number is 785-635-7058.
Right on. That number again, folks, 785-635-7058. Give him a ring. He'll talk to you.
What's that, Mark?
And the email is there at the website.
So, and it's chuck@midamericalandrestore.com. You can either direct click the link, open it up in the window, or chuck@midamericalandrestore.com.
And you can check out also Mid America Land Restoration Microbes Probiotics
on Facebook.
On Facebook, you'll
get the news that they don't want you to know about. The website just has the business information and what the microbes are doing. The two are not linked together and never will be linked together because I don't want both of them down at the same time when I've stepped on too many toes again.
Getting the block, huh?
Oh, yeah, and then some. So, but as you opened up the show tonight, Mark, I'm going to add my two cents to that as our closing. No matter how this country reacts, God, family, country. God, country, family. Those are the three main topics that everybody should have a value for.
Hallelujah. I agree. And you got an amen from my wife. She's over there with my son.
Yeah.
Having some dinner.
Here's my questions. And I want everybody to think about this. You've got $1 million that are doing their trampling on our values. How old's your son, Mark? Roughly.
Six.
We've got how many 5 and 6 and 7 year olds across this country that are idolizing these idiots?
Now we have to explain
to these kids why they're doing what they're doing.
Yep.
I can't even answer that question. But anyway.
Oh, Pastor Jack is watching on the live feed. Welcome, Pastor Jack.
Now, my question, we've got the NFL sports debacle that has obscene amount of money. Then you've
got, be losing some money now.
You've got one individual that is taking on the old administration, trying to do what's right for this country, and has had it handed back to him on a platter. Somebody's going to have to explain to me what in the world is wrong with this country right now, because I don't get it.
I'll tell you what's wrong with this country. People forgot God, family, and country. That's the problem. You nailed it. Those are the three important things. Without those three things, the culture and the fabric of this nation go out the window. God, family, country. Defend all three, and you'll be all right. Chuck, I want to thank you so much for coming on. Once again, it's always a pleasure to have you. We'll do this again here in 6-8 weeks again. I like to get you on all the time because these numbers don't stop going up. In fact, they are getting worse by the minute. It's really scary, folks. That's Mid-America Land Restoration / Microbes / Probiotics. Just put in Mid-America Land Restoration and his website will come up. His Facebook page will come up. And these numbers are posted regularly with articles and information about the Fukushima disaster. And also earthquakes, all the earthquakes, 40,000 earthquakes globally over the last year, almost 40,000 earthquakes. And we have nuclear reactors that are on these fault lines, and it's really scary. And again, thanks, Chuck, for coming on. And like I said, I'll contact you soon, and we'll do another show. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
God bless, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to just touch on the ridiculousness of this weekend by saying at Patriot Nation Radio, we honor our veterans. We honor our country. And we honor our flag. So if you have the opportunity, we're going to wrap it up right at 4 minutes to go. Make sure you tune in this Thursday. I'm going to go over a couple of things scheduled. We're going to do the Star Spangled Banner again. This Thursday, Conservatives Perspective with James Bostic. Oh, sorry. This Tuesday, 7 p.m., James Bostic, Conservatives Perspective. Thursday again at 7 p.m., a Conservatives Perspective with James Bostic, followed by me, your host of the Patriot Nation radio show. And I will have a friend of mine, Echo. He's going to come on. We're going to talk about disaster relief efforts and things that still need to be happening here in Florida alone. And Texas is still getting hammered, but they're starting to rebuild in Texas. And they're starting to rebuild now here. But some areas are still without power, without food and water. They're running out in Fort Myers, Florida. They're struggling to make anything happen. So we'll be talking with him. He's going to have some information on what's happening with this disaster Thursday. Then next Monday, I don't know what's happening yet. I'll book a guest. But in a special show next Wednesday, I'll be speaking to a new friend of mine, Angelique. And you're not going to believe when I say this. She was one of the folks that was there at the Mother of All rallies representing Black Lives Matter. We'll be right here on the Patriot Nation radio show. That'll blow your mind. Because you know what I found out? Not all Black Lives Matter folks want to kill cops. Not all Black Lives Matter folks want to burn cities. Not all Black Lives Matter folks want to perpetrate violence on people. Some Black Lives Matter folks are just like you and me who want to live free, happy, and have equal justice under the law. We will have Angelique joining us Wednesday with also to show that folks on our side are being oppressed as well. We'll have Christian Saucier come back on to tell Angelique his story. Because they are under the impression that white America is not being arrested falsely, is not being harassed by police, is not being killed in the snowbank like Lavoy Finica. Now, her and Hawk Newsom were on Slider, Spread the Word, and Deborah, I believe, she did the interview, and it was an amazing interview. I was riveted to the phone. I couldn't put it down. These folks are just regular Americans. They want freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to be for all Americans. It's amazing. They are from Black Lives Matter. They don't want to kill you. They don't want to steal nothing from you. They don't want to break nothing, burn nothing, or kill a cop. Just like any group, there are good and bad in all groups. There are good cops, bad cops. Good honkies, bad honkies. There's good and bad and everything. There's good churches, bad churches. There's Satan, there's Christ. I mean, it's crazy. We're going to have her on Wednesday, 9 p.m. right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. That's going to be crazy. Wednesday night, 9 p.m. We're building bridges. The government wants us divided. We're unifying, folks. We're going to be doing that with members of Black Lives Matter Wednesday, 9 o'clock. And right now, I'm going to put this flag right in front of the screen. And we're going to say, screw the NFL and their stupid protest. Stand up, folks. Stand up. Take pictures of yourself standing up and send them to me. We're going to salute this flag. Show the NFL that we honor our veterans, past, present, and future. sang a bad.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
There you go, Colin Kaepernick and the rest of the NFL turds. At Patriot Nation Radio, we honor God, country, and family. In Jesus' name, amen, folks. We are a Christian, Jesus-loving, America-loving, family-loving station here. I love you guys for watching and listening and supporting my show every week. I love my wife. I love my son. I love my in-laws. I love my stepmother. I love my dad. I love my neighbor. Everybody. Love that flag. God bless America. God bless each and every one of you until we meet again. Monday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here. Thursday, sorry. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network with Echo and disaster relief information for our hurricanes here in Florida and Texas. Until we meet again, folks. Good night. I love you all. God bless America.